Erev Parshas Baranosoi, Erev Shavuos. The Gemara, the Pasuk says in Parshas Nosoi, the Torah, first of all, before we get to the Pasuk, Parshas Nosoi is a parasha that always follows Matan Torah. We start with Bar Midbar, always before, B'derech Klal, there are sometimes the Nosos even before, B'derech Klal, the Savior, Bar Midbar, Matan Torah, Nosoi. Ma'ashem Nosoi has a kesher to the union of Matan Torah. What is the connection of Parshas Nosoi? So the Parshas Pshat is that once we mekabel the Torah, you have to be covered on the highest form of Bais, and if we have the longest parasha of the Torah afterwards, 176 psukim. So if you really have kavod to the Torah, you're ready to take on Parshas Nosoi. But Be'etzem, what's the yisoid of Parshas Nosoi following kavod to the Torah? First kasha. Second kasha. In Parshas Nosoi, we find a very, very interesting sugya. The Torah juxtaposed the inyan from. The Torah juxtaposed the inyan. One more time. The Torah. It's OCD. The Torah juxtaposed the inyan from Nazir to Saita. Zot Chazal, Saita Beis. Kolaroya, Saita Bekilkula. Yazir Atzmoy Minayayin. Why is Soita next to Nazir? Says the Mara called Roya Soita Bikilkula Yazir Atzmoyayin. The Kasha, first of all, everybody asks, is the opposite. Called Roya Soita Bikilkula Yazir Atzmoyayin. If you see a Bikilkula, they see in Kikuj, Rashi says, Benivola, Rashi and Soita Beis. Nivola, when they're taking around, schlepping around, doing what? Others learn Mara when he blows up. She blows up, but Rashi's been a follower. Yazir Atzma Minayayin. So the Shaila is, Faked, he saw this other Bekulis, he's not going to want to do it. What's the, but I have a different diak over here. The Chor, if we're calling about the Nevola, wouldn't the right word call a Roya Sotha Bibizyoina? What's Bekilkula? What's the Lashon of Kilku? That's the Kashas of Parashas Nosei for now. The Gemara, Psochim 68b, says the Gemara in 68b, Zok the Heleke Gemara. A few Gemaras over here that need to pay heed to, attention. The Gemara has a machlokes, famous machlokes, many places, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer. If we have to, what's the right mahalich on Shvuit, on Yontif? Should it be chetziv lachem v'chetziv lachem, or kul lachem kul lachem? So it's a whole machloek and every yonder, but everybody's moida on everybody's moida. Rabbi Yisai on atzeres deba'inim nami lachem. Rabbi Yisai deba'inim nami lachem. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisai? Why atzeres deba'inim nami lachem? So Lamaise Rashi says an unbelievable Rashi that everybody should. This is the Rashi that everybody has to. This is the whole shmuz, separate shmuz. I'm not going to be there, but Madam is hopefully speaking about this, maybe a different shmuz, whatever called. But this Rashi is a murder, the Gazakh, Rashi says over there. Rashi says, in the embassy, I want to tie it, this is the whole yisod of shmuz, but the home of Freshman have a shayla, simon tov tzadik. Why we lay in Rus on shmuz? Why do we lay in Rus on shmuz? Many different terutzim, David and Melech. I want to say this is the Gvaldik of shmuz. Anybody? Gvaldik of shmuz, that the yisod of Ruas Rabbosai is to teach the whole world that the greatest privilege is to be a Yid. That a woman who is the Bas Malchus of Moyov, who's married to who sees a woman, Naomi, who's such in such drag, Chas V'Shon, a terrible match, she loses her two sons, her husband, she's a Niyash Enka Moyhu. And Ruas Rabbosai is on the top of the world of the Goyim. She's the Bas Melech Moyov, Egloi. And she says, and that's why I want to tie in, it's a penalty because Orp and Rus both go back together. Orp and Rus both go back with the mother on the way back. The mother pushes away Orpa, mother-in-law Nami, and Ruz Tavka boy. Arpa also wanted to go back. They both cried. What was the chilek, Rabbi Yisai? The chilek, Rabbi Yisai, is the chilek is moridik. Arpa thought it was Mesiras Nefesh, and she was ready to be Mesiras Nefesh. But she kept pushing Naomi, but you're not going to have a family life. Halo ain't Tishaver, you're going to Wutti Saver, you're going to wait. Like, you're not going to have family life. She's pushing and pushing, making it harder and harder. So Arpa says, I forget, there's a limit to the Mesiras Nefesh I could do. The male she breaks. Rus had a different hashkafa. Her hashkafa was, that's the greatest privilege. And that's what she was saying. It's oimik. She was saying, wherever you go, I'll go. Wherever, what's the amkus, the pshat is, that's the greatest privilege to be a yid. That's what we have to be on shvuas. On shvuas, we got the Torah. That's the greatest privilege in the world. That was the, and that's what we lay in Rus. The mouth of Rus is that it's good. Already a person, a from birth guy, it's hard, it's easy, he doesn't know, he's born into it. A person who was a Goya, who had no Shaykhis, and she sees a woman that's a Meruda, but she sees a Yerush Shemaim, she's Naomi, and she's ready to pick in the fields, to leave the world of wealth, and not have wealth, but to have Mamish go pick in the fields of Boyaz. Because the Hagoshi is Amech Ami, Asher Tomusi Amos. Her Hagoshi is the greatest Zach in the world to be a Yid. And that's what Shavuos is, that's the celebration. Zokti Marim Pesachim Samaches Amit Beis, Akol Moidin Demirim Lachem Zak Rashi, Shenoyach Lohem. Umakubo Yom Zeh. Ah, the feeling that Shavuos is, ah, Ich bin a Yid, I have mitzvahs, I have family life. Das ist der Gewalt, das ist der andere Shavuos, Rabbi Yisai. But that's the Pshat in Rashi. But we want to say a different Pshat. What's the Pshat in Ba'ini Norma Lachem? A Kol Moedim. Zweite Kashi is, Zogt in Chazal, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Omer the Gemara. Says the Gemara, B'yoyme da'atzalto, Another thing, the Gemara says, for sorry before that, Ma'ar Berei de Ravina Kula Shosav Yosef Betanisa. He sat in a fast all the whole year. Lebami Atzarta, Shvuas, Puraya, Purim, Umali Yom Kippurim, Erev Yom Kippur. The Goin says, because all these 3 days are Shaykh to Torah, those 3 days he daf ke eight. Ma'ar Inyim B'zeh. The Goin says all those, that's Poshit. Purim is Kabbalah Kiblua, Shabbos Amachas, Shabbos Peiches, I'm sorry. And you have Atzarta and Erev Yom Kippur, Lucha Shnias. Yom Kippur, Lucha Shnias. Erev Yom Kippur, you can't eat on Yom Kippur. What's the Dafke Inyan to eat on the Yom Kippur? The Gemara says you make Mishta V'Simcha, we have to see. And finally, the famous Gemara, Boisai, Zog the Helika, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, B'yoyme Da'atzalta. Omar, Avdili, Egla, Tloso. Make for me the third to the mother. Egel, Omiloy, Hayumit Gagorum, Kame Yosef Ikavishuka. Kame Kushner boy said, what does the Gemara have to say, speak out? Of Yosef, be Yoyme da Atzalta. Why we have the Yoyme da Atzalta here? You know, da Atzalta, Loshen of Atzeres. Okay, we were talking about Atzeres the whole time, but I want to see the Yoyme da Atzalta with the emphasis, I want to speak about that. And what's the Pshad in Kame Yosef Ikavishuka? He could have said, what's the ikka b'shuka? What's the evidence that the Yosef is in the shuk? What's the evidence in the shuk? Oh, so I want to say like this, Rabbi Yisai. Chutz from that, we want to be mazbir. Be'etzim, I saw from the Tehillah, the Kedushas Levi asked, and everybody asked the question, L'choyr it's a pella, why is this chag called Atzeres? The Halakha name is Shavuos L'Chayre. It should be the name. Why we call it Atzeres? Yom Atzeres, Yom Atzeres. Why is the Chag called Atzeres? You know, if you're the Ramban, the Chumash, that's so shver, because it's the Shmini Atzeres. But the Shaila, if you had to do Shleim, everybody has this Kasha, the Aruch HaShulchan also, in the beginning of Hilchos Sfiras Om, he speaks about also, why is it called Atzeres? The Chag called Atzeres. Secondly, it's interesting, the name of Atzeres with the name of Shavuos. What's the name of Shavuos? Pashas, the Shiva Shavuos, but that was before. Forget that's one of the Kedusha Levi's Teret. Terutzim was celebrating the great Simcha, finishing the mitzvah. Now we finish a mitzvah, the Gemara says, right? Yom Tava Malka, Tainas Lamed Aleph. That we finish a mitzvah, it's a great day of Simcha. We finish a mitzvah, it's a great day of Siyum, this is the Makor of Siyum. So Meila, we finished the Shvira, and now we're celebrating the day after these Ma'ariv Atzeres, is to bring forward and to continue and to keep it contained, the Simcha. Oh, it says to contain the Simcha another day. So he learns that Atzeres is the subject of the Shvuas, but the Chorv is Yom Shvuas. What? Oh. So we want to say like this, Rabbi said. Many other kashas hopefully will answer, but the Yisoid is Meriah, the Rabbi said. The Yisoid is based, Betzim, on a Shmuz I heard maybe 32 years ago in Torah R. It was a vort that someone said, but it's a whole it's the Yisoid of the Shmuz, Rabbi said. And the Yisoid of the Helik Yom Tov of Atzeres, of Shvuas, Rabbi said, what we're celebrating. Kasha also, one more kasha, Peches, the Gemara says that when we can makabel the Torah Nasa v'nishma, Hashem came down to Malachim and they tied two crowns, Echek and Nasa, Echek and Nishma. I'm not getting into the two crowns, that you want to look at Ayin Beis Halevi, and Hatoma, Tishal Shem Chuvis. But the Maisa, here we're just going to talk about what's up is the crown, we got crowns. Hagam, Mamalchi, the Rabbonon, Gittin Tzamech, but the Maisa, Sofa Shaldova, you have to understand. So like this, the etzem, the soy that form is meridic. We spoke about once this before that the haschalas of the counting starts of Sfiras HaOimer, which is the achone for kabbalas haTorah. The haschala is on Pesach, but it starts. We count Sfiras HaOimer from the akrovis karban HaOimer, and the counting goes till Yoim of Shvuas with the Yoim Hakrov Shtei Alecha. Vos Epis from there we're counting from one Korban to the next. The Choshuchan says it that the Yisoyed Advarim is that the count is to be Oile from a Behema. By the Michael for Behema so Oirim. From the Michael, from the Odom, is Chitim. More in Sukkim and Bey, is Chito. When a kid knows how to eat Chit, he has Das. This is the Das of an Odom. Chito is the Makor of Das. According to some Shit, that was the Eitzah Das, was the Eitzah Chito. Das, Odom, Hasholein, the Shleimus of Odom, was Nishlam. On Shvuas, and that's the tachlis of the counting to be shtaner from a behemoth to an adam. We say every day, Rabbi saying davening in the oilam ye adam, u'moisar ha'adam mina behemoth oyin ki hakol hevel. The tight little tight u'moisar adam mina behemoth oyin. What is a man worth more than a behemoth ki hakol hevel? But Rav Grushkin who said that tight this pshat 32 years ago, u'moisar adam mina behemoth oyin. The difference between the man and the beast is the koyach to be able to say no. To be in control of who you are, of what you do, of your actions, of what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. The yisoid of Adam is the ability of oyin, of moisa, Adam, and oyin. When a man realizes that kol hevel, or moisa, beim oyin, he can take. The Yisoid of Atzeres. Why is it called Atzeres? Atzeres Lashon Atzor, I want to title it. Stop. To be able to say stop. To be able to be in control. The Malchus of a Malchus is the Pshat, is the person that's a king. He's Shoylet. The Shlitos Al Atzmoy. The Koyach of Torah gives us the Koyach to be Shoylet. The Odom HaSholem is the person being able to be Shoylet on himself. That's the Simcha of Atzeres, that I'm in control. A person is a runaway car. It's dangerous. It's scary. Depressing. A person that's in full control. That's the Simcha of Atzeres. I have control. What gives the Koyach for control from Atzeres? This is the Torah HaKadosh. The Mor Kedushin. The Light. If not for Torah, more Rosh Yitzhar, Rosh Yitzhar Tav. That's the Koyach of Atzeres, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the Mile of Atzeres. Ulai, that's the same name of Shvur, Rabbi Yisrael. Shvur also is a Lashon of Nishba. So if we're first saying Nishba, Mahoyim, Har Sinai. The Koyach to make a Shvur. The Koyach to make a Neder. The Koyach to Aser something. To Aser. something, make an Issa Gavra, Issa Chatzah, whatever it is, a Shvura, a Neder, the Koyach to answer, the Koyach to say no, the Koyach to make something that I could separate for something and not be drawn and slept after it, boys, to be control. The Cheirus, the Choros Aluchos, Al Tikri Ben Chayel, Misha Oisek, Batoira, the Cheirus, that Cheirus of being in control, the freedom of really feeling that control. That's the Koyach. Shvuos, that's the koyach of Atzeres, that's the koyach of the Odom, Hasholeim, the Odom. That's a melech, it's a melech malchi rabbonon, man malchi rabbonon, Rabbi Yisai. Memeila, Rabbi Yisai, there's no greater parasha that should come after this parasha and the parasha of Parashas Nosa. State in Parashas Nosa, Rabbi Yisai. Ish ki yafli lindo neder nozer lahazel Hashem. What's the lashon of hafli? Zokta hey, look, poshut pshat, have flaws, lashon utterance, she's clarity. He's saying it clear, you have to utter clarity. Chazanish says this like a din of a Kenyan, the Gilu Hadas, the Yisod of Anedis, the Megal of the Das. Mimela, you need a clear enunciation because maybe he's not so shishir, that's the sort of a Kenyan. Chazanish has a Madame, it's a Kenyan. But the Yisod, that's the Yisod of Mafli, but the Helika Ebn Ezra voice says a different pshat. Ish ki yafli lindo neder nozel Hashem. So the Helika, Ebn Ezer, yafli o yaseh dover pele. Yafli is a lashon of wonderment. Ki roiv ha'olam holchen achat ta'avosam. The whole world is running, schlepped after the time. Is like the Ebn Ezer. Yafli yaseh dover pele. That's lashon yafli. So to Ebn Ezra Vaita, Mary to Ebn Ezra Vaita, what's the pshat in the long hair, Rabbi Yisai? What does he wear long hair? So to Hele to Ebn Ezra, the story of the long hair of the Nazir, Gadol Pera, what does he have Gadol Pera? So there, it's also the same Yisoid. He grows his hair long as a crown. Ki roi va'oilam avdei tavoseyem, the eved, the slaves. The nozer wears his hair like a crown, gadol pera, kodosh, the hair is kedusha. Normally long hair we look down on. Here he's wearing it as a crown, says Ebn Ezra. The crown being, that he is a person who's melech al atzmo, he's a moilech al atzmo, I want to say gaval the gepshad now. Kolaroya soita pikilkula, not kilkula bizyoyin, the kilkula. She was mekalkel. Where's the makor that the soita of soita is a Michael behemoth from soita Rabbeisa? He also ma'isa behemoth, says the Gemara. The fikah we bring out to carbon from soita. Kilkula is not the bizyoyina, is the kilkula adam. She took a person who has the Odom HaSholem, she's Mekalkel. That's Bikul Kula. If you see such a Maisa, you see somebody being Moiri the Odom to the Matzah of a Behema. Yaza Atzman Hayayim, you have to go the Afli. You have to get in control of yourself now. We have to go the other way. You saw the Kilkul and the Griya. Your job now is to bring a Tikkun to the Griya. You have to now do something on the tzad of the Maila HaOdom. Who's be'etzim melech man malki? That's the koyach of Parshas. That's Parshas Nosa. Ain't dover ito b'ito matoyve boysa. Those the metzias of kabbalas atoyre boysa. We stood on Harsinai boysa and we became b'nei choyrin. We got a control of ourselves. The simcha to be a person that's a chir choros a ben choyrin boysa be'etzim like a shlepto. That's the yisoid of Atzeres Rabbeisa, Atzor, that you could be in control, you could say no, you could see something. A person eats, he can be schlepped. He can be schlepped after the taivis, but not a person that's about Torah, understands what Torah is. Hakol moidim ba'atzeres. Then Atzeres is the day when we reach that diagonal, this pinnacle Adam, that Shoylet al Atzmoy, is Bo'inin, you can eat, enjoy yourselves, because you're Shoylet. Omer Rab Yosef, Hochin li igle tilsa, pair me the choicest meat, the gishmosh gishmaka meat. Ilava hu yoimet, be yoimet da atzalt of a teres. Ilava hu yoimet, the gagorim kame Yosef, ike beshuk, the boy said, the shim, we know what the shuk is. The shuk is the mokum hatayvis. The shuk is the place where a person sees all the tayvis in the world, he gets schlepped every tayv that's out there, boy said. Ilava hu yoimet, if I didn't have this day of teres, when we became the pinnacle of Adam, the Adam that's be'etzim, not the behema, he's way above the behema, the yisoid of behema. When he became that matzah of Yilava hu yoima, kama Yosef ike b'shuke, I'll be in the shuk, running after Taibas olam hazeh. Kama Yosef ike b'shuke. But now, hochen li yigatilsa, hear me the choice in me, I have nothing to worry about. Hayu yoima da atzalto. A teres, a tzor, the koyach of an Adam, to be able to enjoy himself. But we're able to know when to say no. When to say no. It's enough. I could stop eating. I don't have to continue eating. Mr. Bernstein, you eat one more piece of that sugar. You have diabetes. Both legs are off already, Mr. Bernstein. There's not too much left to take off. Just one piece of seven layer. Please. A small piece. Just one more. One more piece. Just one more piece. The Gedolei Rabbi said, the Gedolei to be able to be shoyle. We're not holding down my trigger, Rabbi said, but to be able to be shoyle, that's the godless, Rabbi said. We're able to say no. We can if I care, we're supposed to if I care. That's the Abba, joy, enjoy. But you know how to say no. You know how to when the limitation, you know when it's too much, that we indulge too much, we can lose ourselves, Rabbi said. We become Ois Ben Chayim, we become Avdei Oilam Hazeh. The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky came into the doctor's office with a cigarette pack in his lapel, in his pocket. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him, I think you should stop smoking. Rabbi Yaakov was smoking for 50 years, Rabbi Isai. Not just one more cigarette. He took the pack on the way out and dropped it in the waste basket. That's it. Not like the mice I once told in my house. We said it was Hanukkah time. A lady came by, we had the yeshiva in Ramat Shlomo then, and a lady saw outside my house, there was Bachram, outside the yeshiva, they were smoking. I hope cigarettes. But anyway, the Maisa, they were smoking, and the Maisa, Sefer Shildava, the lady, sees all the Bachram, and she says, Rabbi, I need to speak. I want to speak at the Chanukah Mesiva this year. Huh? Mrs. Sheila, guest speaker. Anyway, so she comes to my house, she gets the conversation, she came, and I said, okay, what can I tell? It's an older lady, what am I supposed to say? She gets up and this is my Hanukkah shmuz, but it was probably the best Hanukkah shmuz ever. She got up and says, boys, I see you smoking outside. A lot of you going out for taking those cigarette breaks. I had a son, and she breaks down. 32 years old, married with a couple of kids. He got tongue cancer. You can't imagine Yisurim, but they cut out his tongue, they cut out his dish. He's describing everything, but it's the gruesomeness. He's describing it to everybody, but it's like everybody slowly pushed away their meatloaf. And she's describing about how it is the cancer spread in Hashem Yerab at 34 years old. Three kids left the world. Boys, I beg of you, stop smoking. What a schmoozer, boy, said. Can you imagine? There wasn't a dry eye in the crowd. I'm walking down the steps later in front of my house. Three guys are standing there. I said, what's going on? I'm too nervous. I'm so nervous. Chain pack, three packs he got down. Avdim! The control, Rabbi Shav Yaakov Kamenetsky took the pack 50 years, but what? It's lo yehumen, okay, we're not holy, but what's the word, Rabbi Shav? The control. Roiv ha'olam avdi avodai. And the Abba, we have a yoyim atzaras, or boys, a yoyim atzaras. The Fakir Hashem doesn't say, don't be like the priests out there that they say they're Polish, and you know, in the basement there's a whole orphanage over there. You can't imagine where they came from. Nuns the word, whatever. Anyway, Bekitza. No, we don't. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, enjoy Olam Hazeh, but no. When and where and what? But it's such an unbelievable Zah. We can be in control, and we can't. It's unbelievable, Rabbi Zah. People are killing themselves. They did a study in America. The number one killer, Rabbi Zah, obesity. Number one. Every sick to death. Millions of people are dying, Rabbi Zah. Obesity. Harry. That's your 13th hamburger tonight. I made it for the whole week. I couldn't help myself. Hashem Yirachim, Rabbi Yisai. I'll talk about it 100 times. Even now, Shavuos, I looked in the magazines. Leil Shavuos. Shiurim. But in 4 days of a 24-hour tirum, the Yidin. 24 hours. You know, in case Mrs. Bernstein wakes up at 3:30 in the morning, she's in the mood for a Spanish omelet. Cheesecake. She wants a good piece, a sponge cake at 3:45 in the morning. Close the tea room at 2 o'clock. Have any jelly beans? It's 4:30 in the morning. I just woke up. I'm in the mood of jelly beans. Shem Yerachim, what have got into us? That people come back after Pesach away in the hotel. The guy is 65 pounds overweight. He had kriyas yam suf, Rabbi Saab. It was in his pants. Sorry, sir. 6 sizes bigger pants we'll have to get after Pesach. A guy told me, I swear, he walked into the hotel, Rabbi Yisai. 6 meals a day! But what I'm talking about, that's beside the 24-hour tea room. 6 meals a day, Rabbi Yisai. Breakfast, post-breakfast, lunch, brunch, shmunch, afternoon, kiddish, middish, poolside barbecue, bomb, bomb, eating orgy, they should write. Don't write Pesach in the mountains. Eating orgy in the mountains. On Pesach. Maybe an asterisk on the bottom. Eating orgy. That's what it is. Bottom. Pesach will also be observed this year. Shem Yerachim, but what have we got into? Oh, there, people are running to it. I told you the Ma'aseh, Lo Yumin, my talent was there. Moitzei Pesach. The Goyim! Waiters were standing their mouths, jaws full like this. I don't believe this. Moitzei Pesach, they announced they're serving Chametz pizza in the hotel. Skenim! And you love him crunching each other, banging, punching guy in the face. He said he saw one kid punch an old man in the face. A lady trampled on. They found her, just her earring. The waiters were looking at her. I don't believe these people. They look like they came out of Shemuel Auschwitz. He said, I served Mr. Belchbaum. He had 17 different main courses, 17 at one meal. I'm not talking about the whole Pesach. I served him. What is he doing running after another piece of pizza? But he not only ran, he trampled Mrs. Belchbaum. He has to get a new earring this year. His wife, on the floor. You like your pizza spread out. For a piece of pizza. Shem Yerachim. Someone told me it's not so bad this year in Lakewood. It wasn't so bad. There's more pizza shops that opened up. But Hashem, there wasn't such a big line. We're kind of going. Going in on beer. We're the going now. She's just going. Taiva! Yeshivas, running and schlepping. They're saying with sleep. It's Shem Yirach, Rabbi Yisrael. The koyach to be in charge, Rabbi Yisrael. It's the greatest feeling, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to experience one time. To be able to sit by a meal and say, you know, it's enough, I ate enough. Dessert. The Viennese table. Hashem Yirach, America. And then you wonder, obesity is the number one killer, Rabbi Yisrael. It's Hashem Yirach. People are dying from overweight, from a diabetes, from eating with the sugar levels, and there can't be many people that can't stop with the sugar, they're eating it afterwards. It's all because they can't, there's no control, Rabbi Yisrael. And pay and sugar. And with Betzim, we would be that way, Rabbi Yisrael. Betzim, Moisa, the men of Bayam, we would be that way. The koyach to say no. The koyach to experience the av, the chayrus of Boisa. The chayrus from everything of Boisa. The chayrus from all addictions and all the zakhan of Boisa. All that. To say no to being controlled of Boisa. This is the feeling of malchus of Boisa. I'm sure that the latzmoy. This is the man malki, the rabbonon. This is the keser. This is the atzeres of Boisa. And to have that feeling, to walk out from that atzeres of Boisa with the feeling that Baruch Hashem, ah, we can learn the Torah and realize that I can eat, I can enjoy myself at a meal, but I can know when to say no, this is not good for me. I know every morning I go eat this same bowl of cereal and milk makes me tired of us. It's so good of people eating three bowls. Rabbi, I can't figure it out. Ken is figuring it out. Every morning I'm tired. I told the guy, you eat cereal with milk? Yeah, I've got 3-4 bowls every morning. Captain Crunch. I said, okay, you have to realize milk makes you tired. You drink a lot of milk. Milk's a tired. You know, everyone knows the story. Milk makes you tired. Story in Hanukkah, whatever. Milk makes a person tired. It tires you out. It's hard to digest. Whatever. Don't drink so much milk. Vaita with the milk and the Captain Crunch. Vaita is falling asleep. The Boisai. It's Murdik and Yom Tiva Boisai. We have to realize the godless of the Yom Tiva Boisai. You have to realize the ability on this yontif to become a shtickle free, Rabbi Yisrael. And we're not at our level. Let's not be out. We enjoy Olam Hazeh. We eat. But a certain level, Rabbi Yisrael, understand that I can be in control. I'm not going to be schlepped by what everybody's doing, everybody else is doing it. I'm going to be able to do what I want to do. I'm going to be able to do what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants from me. I'm going to be an Eved Hashem. That's the Emes HaAvdus, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what Matan Torah is all about, Rabbi Yisrael. We became Avdei Hashem, and that's the only thing we want to do, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the Madrei we want to come to. We want to feel that Aspilus, Rabbi Yisrael. And I feel the Glicklichai that we spoke from Rus. Rus is ready. She's on top of the world with Goy. She can do anything she wants, and she has all the money. What does she want to do? She wants to pick in the fields of Boyaz, pick wheat, Rabbi Yisrael, because you realize the Glicklichai of Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Yisrael, how beautiful it is that we can abstain on a Shabbos and we're not on our phones every 2 minutes, Rabbi Yisrael, every second on our phones, Tei Mamish, making pictures of everything that we see all day, pictures of what we ate, and then when in the bathroom, what came out, before and after, we have Mamish, unbelievable, everything we're taking pictures of, and this, and how big you got, and how small. You're smart, this food and that food, every second on the phone and knowing everything going on. You could put away the machine and say, No, not now. Now I'm going to concentrate on my learning. Now I'm going to dedicate to the Baruch Hashem. Shabbos. Get a family life, Rabbi Yisrael. What a glicklichai to say no and say have a Shabbos day, Rabbi Yisrael. The Goyim are trying to figure it out. There's no family life. Nothing anymore. You come home. The man, he sits down at the table. He used to be at least a newspaper. And his wife had the Time magazine. Okay, and they put it down. They discuss, how are you, dear? And how are you, dear? And they talked. Today, two people just on the phones. Everybody's emailing. Femaling and emailing and every all these top stuff, whatever, the what's up and what's down and everything all day with Instagrams, everything. Mom is talking to this guy and that guy, 60,000 people he's in touch with, and he heard about there's a monkey that escaped from the zoo in Tibet and they're looking for it. Wow, did you see that? Wow. And you heard about the guy who's why he flew off the moon and he ate a pineapple on the moon. Wow. that's amazing. What else is going on? Well, Sky picked his nose and Flatbush. Okay, okay. And what else is going on? Every single stupidity in the world's in his brain, and it's thousands of hours and hours. He can't escape from it. He's always everywhere he goes. But everywhere he goes, he's, you know, he's allowed to take it into the bathroom. He's on the bathroom. Get out of there, man! 16 hours. Oh, I thought it was only 6 minutes. Hundreds of hours and thousands of hours. He has no family life. I saw recently two people say, husband and wife. Again, I see it all the time. I said, at least I hope you're speaking to each other. Halavai today, yeah? I hope you're speaking to each other at least. Every second they're doing it, talk to each other. You're husband and wife, you're newly married. Who you talk to? Somebody else. Where's the conversation? Where's the family life? Baruch Hashem, we have at least the Shabbos. Another story, another sugya, but we have Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. Shabbos, we have a family life. The goy, we're looking for it. And the goy is looking to how to have a normal family life. And there's nothing there, Rabbi Yisai. And the Yiddish guy, and the goy, they're going crazy. What do they have, Rabbi Yisai? Nothing. There's no family life. What do they have, Rabbi Yisai? We have to look the glicklichkeit of being able to have a Yiddish life. That's what it's about, Shavuos. Being the proudest in the world that you're a Yid. You have a family, you have brothers and sisters around the table. Who does the goy have around the table? Three dogs and a cat. Meow. What do you have to say, Roger? Back, back. Wow, this is a real family meal. Then you see on the wall, the big family picture. You see three dogs on one side, two cats. Well, he goes down in Baruch Hashem, he goes into the grave. And there it is, the family picture on the wall. Ah. Such a beautiful panel at the Levaya. Roger is shedding a tear while he's shredding some paper. And there you see the family life, two above in a Zayda, surrounded by thousands, hundreds of kids. Everybody said, yeah, hundreds. We have kids in this thing. It's not like the Goyish world. Oh, why do we have to have children? No, that's our mitzvah. It's beautiful. Beautiful family, Bay Bob and Zayda sitting there, beautiful picture, tens of kids around, everybody around. Wow, das ist Yiddish, Karabaisan. To be proud that you're a Yid, that you have the opportunity to have a Yiddish life, the beautiful Yiddish life, Karabaisan. That's what we have to focus on. To be a Yid, to be in control of ourselves, and to have a mission, and to have something, we have a purpose in life, everything that we do. That's what Yeshua is about. You sit there and eat the cheesecake because it's geshmak to be a Yid. That's what we have to hear on Shavuos. That's the greatest privilege, to be a Yid. That a Yid with Yamak and Payas and Tzitzis does the greatest zach in the world. What are we looking for? What are we looking at? The Goyim, we look up to some crazy person with long hair because he plays the guitar and he's high on weed. And wow, look at that guy. He smashed his guitar. Amazing. Well, we're going crazy. You see, he smashed his guitar. Wow, he smashed it on his friend. He smashed it on the crowd. Wow, unbelievable. The guy is a meshuggah. It should be meshuggah on the voice side. These guys are, oh, wow. Did you see that? You see that song? He went crazy. You say, you look at an imbecile, a retarded person, and you say, wow, that's amazing. What's going on here? What's going on? We've lost our marbles. Guys are running after shtus, shabashtus in the world and making it a big wow. Instead of looking on a Talmud Chacham Chaim Kanievsky, looking on a thing, they're looking at the garbage and saying, wow. The guy, Kielu, right? He said, Mamish, we'll lower to Michael Behemoth. The guy looks, wow, look at that dog. Oh, man, a Meredith. Woofy. Wow, look at him. Meshuggah, should be Meshuggah. Guy, you have a big picture of him in his room. Wow, this is my idol. What is he? He's on cocaine, heroin. He's Meshuggah in his brain. He's been married 16 times and once to a dog. And this is the guy you look up to. He's now married to a dog. Yes. They just had a chasana. He proposed. And a dog, what's it called? What is it called? Dog pound. All the dogs were around. He's looking for a ring. Dog ring. this is what we idolize. Wow, unbelievable. You see, this guy's murdered. The sugar should be mashugin. Instead of looking up to Hagadoyim, Yaakov Kavanesi, there's a melech. Chaim Kavanesi, these people are man, malchi, rabbanu, rabbanu. See a picture of a yid, of a grace of yid that is in control of himself. He gets up early in the morning and his whole day is in control. Rabbi said, Das is a melech. Das is the tzura of a king, Rabbi said. The long hair of the nazir, the melech, is the crown, Rabbi said. Kiroiv. This is the Shmushayzad of Shavuos, Rabbi Yisrael. Nothing else. Now we want to learn Torah B'Shabbos. Because we realize that this is our mission statement. We have a mission, we have a purpose. You know what it is to live with purpose, Rabbi Yisrael? The whole world is the sugar off the brain, committing suicide left and right. Go around and see what's out there today, Rabbi Yisrael. Everybody's jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge. Even Yidden, Rabbi Yisrael, who act like Goyim. They became Goyim. And they're jumping off the bridges, Rabbi Yisrael. Why? They have no. What do they have to live for? For what are they living for? Kama Yosef Ike Bishuka. What are you living for? To eat and drink and go to the bathroom and make more money? And to do what? What? This guy, Michael Jackson, everybody made great billion, $32 billion. He went nuts. All the money. He didn't know who he was. A boy, a girl, then he came back a boy again, then he was a girl, then he was a boy, then he. I don't know what he. He deserved to have a suffix who he was. The idol of the Gagayish world, a total crazy Shabba crazy. Malchus Shabba Malchus, Meshuga Shabba Meshuga. That's what is the Madrega. There's a Malchus Shabba Malchus, the Meshuga Shabba Meshuga Shabba Meshuga. That's what they idolized. I remember when I came into play, they were so, Mamish, everybody was in mourning. This, I don't know what you want to call him, the it was Nifta, was died, whatever happened to him. Mourning for what? A meshugah shem meshugah, and he went crazy out of his brain. He had nothing to do anymore with his brother. And we have purpose and meaning. We tie our shoe in the morning. There's meaning to it. What's that? Get up in the morning and you tie your shoe. There's purpose and meaning in that mindset. What's that? There's purpose and meaning. That's the Torah after Isha. Ah. Why would you want to kiss the Torah, Boisa? This is the meaning of my whole life. I live and I have purpose and meaning. Real meaning, Boisa. Total truth. As Rabbi Yeruchim once said, where is there a book in the entire world that every word is truth? You lift it up to the Chumash. The truth should be truth. The meaning should be meaning. The purpose should be purpose. And that's what Shavuos is about, Rabbi Yisrael. To sit there on Shavuos and imagine what would it be, Rabbi Yisrael. Not if you were just a lowly guy, as Baruch Be'er said. Ashloi is Muhammad, Ashloi is Sanigoy. Not on that lowly guy who's sweeping the streets, but on the minister, on Donald Trump. Everybody sees with a kippah, wow, picture of him. What is he, Rabbi Yisrael? What is he? A meshugana, a sheigitz? We don't send this to we're not getting in trouble with the American government. What is he, Rabbi Yisrael? Everybody's so tied up. Bacha sent me a picture he has on his thing, on this WhatsApp thing now, that he has Donald Trump with his kippah at the Kotel. Wow, who cares? Rav Shmuel Berman was learning the Mi Yeshiva, and Governor Kerry walked in. He didn't move for a second. Governor Kerry, he didn't tell him, he was just learning. He was walking around, everybody, blah, 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 blah. What's it compare, Rabbi Yisrael? My Malki Rabbonin, Rabbi Yisrael, Shavuos is the day when we have an appreciation of being a Yid. If Rus Hamoy Avio, the daughter of Eglon, is ready to give up her life as a queen, as a Bas Melech, to go pick! She went into the fields to pick wheat! Because Ami, she didn't feel it, Mesiras Nefesh, like Arpa. She has the unbelievable privilege to do what? To pick wheat! Pick wheat in the field! It's the greatest privilege! To be a Yid! That's the lesson of Rosh Hashanah. That we, as from Yidden, have to walk into the Shavuos and say, wow, the greatest privilege we get every year during the third, the greatest privilege, the greatest chus, the most unbelievable thing, purpose and meaning, something to do with our lives. Adrei Moisoi should be zecher this year Shavuos to ingrain ilav ahu yoyme ilav ahu yoyme. Where will we be, Rabbi Yisrael? Where will we be, Baruch Hashem, all of us singing yeshiva? We know where will we be without the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael? What will we be doing? Who knows where we'd be in depression from a life of being enslaved? But all these people can give into their tithes. But what happens? Depression. they want to commit suicide, they can't control themselves. And Baruch Hashem, we have a Torah that gives us direction. We can control ourselves. We can lift ourselves up. We can. The Emes Melech. The Emes Melech. Yasa Dover Pele. Shmizerich on this Shavuos, Rabbi Yisrael, we makabo the Torah. We eat the cheesecake, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to understand, we eat this cheesecake. Ah! It's Geschmack! The greatest Geschmack! To be a Yid. Das ist Shavuos, Rabbi Yisrael. Shmizerich on this Yeshua is the Mekabal, the Torah every year, we're giving the Torah again. Make the Emes HaKabosh, Shavu Zeicha, Kadosh Baruch Hu shower us with the Birkas HaTorah. And Shavu Zeicha, I want to tie it, this is the word. Why was Rus Zeicha that Melech HaMashiach came from? See this word, it's Meirid, the Rabbi Yisrael. Because Rus had the great foresight to see the goddess of Klal Yisrael. She's the one who was going to bring Mashiach to Canaan when the whole world's going to see the goddess of Klal Yisrael.